two tfachim. Yeah. Reichev, wide by Anun, Oirich, yeah. Right. It's a pretty big place. That's how much you have to give out to where the place to make the mamadis. We'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, Amai Shalor Lehigia, what's going on here? What happened here? A guy owned a private field, and there was a Rishus Rabim. The Rabim went, had a middle path, and he decided now to stop them from using the middle path. He gave them the side path. So Mishnah says you can't take away the middle path, and you can't get back your own new path. The question is why? First of all, Amai Shalor Lehigia. Why doesn't he get back his own field, like the side field? Linka Pizra Velasif. Let him like put a stick there and stop them and say, listen, it's mine. Why can't he stop them? So Shmuel knows the question is like, why isn't there at the Kranz Chachamim that a person should have a right to stop the Rabbim from using the middle of his road, and I'm giving you a side road? So what's wrong with that? There should have been at the Kranz Chachamim that if an owner wants to change the road, he should have a right. He's not taking away stopping them. I'm just saying, I don't want you to go in the middle of my road now. I want you to use my side. Why can't I do that? Shmuel says, the Chura Shamat Minah, which should bring a proof in our Mishnah, that Layova Inish didn't know Nafshei. A person doesn't have a right to do his own law, take the law in his own hand. Afilu B'Malkim said, even the place where he's losing. In other words, the Havimina is, if you go to Bezdin, maybe Bezdin will listen to you. But you yourself can't take the law in your own hand. And this is a Machlaikas, the Gemara B'Metziah, above the Kham, if you have a right to do this or not. So bring a right of proof from our Mishnah. So Mar says, no. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rav Gzera. Now Mishnah is a new Svara. It could be there's a Gzera in our Mishnah that Shema Yitem L'Derech HaKlakson. Maybe the second road you'll give them will be a crooked road. So we can't have a takana to say, a guy has a right to stand up and say, up until now you were using this road, I want to give you a side road. The reason why we don't let you do that is because we're afraid the second road you're going to give them is not going to be so good. It's going to be a krum, a crooked road. No, we're talking about that. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you did give them a crooked road. So therefore the Mishnah says you have no right to stop them from the first road. You can't make them now use a crooked road. No, that's not that that's the case. But why? Because any time you take that road away from the middle and make a side road out of it, so that's automatically crooked for some people. Because every road automatically is going to be Kroivel is there, Rechokel is there. Like obviously, for the people living all the way on the right side, if you had a middle path, and now you make the road all the way on the left side of the field, so you're making it far away for the people on the right. So therefore you have no right to change it, you're making it bad for some people. So the Gemara, okay, good. But so we understand why you have no right to take this middle road away and give them a side road. Okay, that's good. But still, let the owner say, listen, okay, I lost out. I can't take you away from the middle road. But I made a mistake and I gave you a new road. So why can't he get his new road back? It's like, was it a mistake? I only gave you the new road because I thought you were going to stop using my old road. But now that I hear you can't stop using the middle road, give me back the new road that I gave you. So in our answer, the Mishnah goes, Amani Rebbe Lezer, he does according to Rebbe Lezer, the Tanya we learned. Rebbe Yudu Weimer, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Amani Rebbe Lezer. Rabbim Sheboru Derech Liatzmom, once the Rabbim chose a road for themselves, Ma Sheboru Boru, whatever they chose, as once a Rabbim uses it, they have a right to use it. Shmuel says, Derech Sadachar, Sheboru Derech Sadachar, Ma Sheboru Boru. We'll soon see. Interesting. If the Rabbim decides to walk through your path, to make a path, they have a right to, you can't stop them. We'll soon see the case. So kids, and now the Rabbim, you told them they could use the side road. So once they used it, you can't stop them anymore. You can't get it back. Freddy Gemara, what kind of swear is this? The Rebbe Lezer, Rabbim, Gazlonim, Minu. According to Rebbe Lezer, could a Rabbim, a majority of people, stand be Gazlonim? All of a sudden now, we'll make a meeting here in this room, we'll decide somebody owns a property, we'll decide now we're going to go make a path through his property. What kind of svar is that? Does a Rabbim have a right to be Gazlonim? Can we just decide on ourselves we want to make a path through your property and he can't stop us? Doesn't make any sense. Amar Rav Gidla, Amar Rav, Kugoyin, She'ovdu Lehem Derech, P'yoy Sesodah. We're talking about, no, in the case that first there was a public road, In other words, through this property, there was once a public road. And now it's a question, what happened to it exactly where it was? Maybe they didn't use it for a while, and trees grew there, things grew there, and now we have the doubt where exactly it is. So that's Reb Lezer's Chiddush. In such a case, the Rabbim has a right to say, listen, we once had a path through here, we own a right to have a path through here, we don't know where it is, they have a right to choose a new path, or to make up the path. That's the case. Yochi, if tomorrow says, Amai Omaraba, Bar Rafuna, Omarav, Ein Alecha Kreb Lezer, if so, why does he say we don't pass on Reb Lezer? Like, Lechur, why not? Like, what is he saying wrong then? Lechur, if so, it should be a good svara. If that's the whole halacha of Reb Lezer, why does it say not like him? Rashi says, V'loi ha-din imai. It's a good svara. Shefir l'chomim ha-cholik al-antvim. That they should agree to this. Like, if the rabbin did once have a right to walk through, and now it's only a question where it is, so, of course, the rabbin should not lose out. So, Lechur, that can't be the case of Reb Lezer. Most of like this true. Man the masniyol the masniho. Whoever learned this did not learn this. Whoever learned that's the pshat. And Reb Lezer and Achmami did not say we don't pass on like Reb Lezer. But our kopon of the time am I. What our kopon? What's the type of the reason though in our Mishnah though? What's the reason why he doesn't get back his place? So Mar says Mishum the Reb Yehuda. The Yom Reb Yehuda Meitzah Shazika by Rabim any path that a rabbin once had a right to use, also lekalkaloi. You have the right to take it away. Sirus lechura. That once the rabbin used it, and here the case was, you first got up and told the rabbin, stop using the middle road, use the side road. So like you gave them permission to use the side road. So once they used it, it's like they own it. And therefore you can't get it back. For the Gemara still, Reb Lezer, rabbin, but my kanalei. What kinyan did the rabbin have? So what if you told them to use it? Like, you weren't makna to them, though. How did they get ownership that he can't get it back? So Gemara says, Be'elucha, the fact they use it. The fact the rabbin just walked through the road, walking through it, that's called a kinyan. The tanya will learn like this. Holach bol le'orko le'roch b'kona. Somebody wants to buy a field, and he just walks through the length and through the width of it, kona. Makin elucha, you're kind of the place where you walk. Divrei Reb Lezer. The chum say, "Ein hilich mo klum." Achiyach, chum say, "No, just walking is not a kinyan." But I call upon them, according to Reb Lezer, though, walking through a field, just walking is a kinyan. Here also, the rabbin walked through the field. The fact they walked through the field, that alone is a kinyan. All right, turn over. So again, Reb Lezer holds just walking through a field, that's the way, of course we're talking about where the owner wants to give it to you. So the question is, where's the Maisa Kinyan? Like here also, first the owner told the rabbin you could walk through the side road. So Reb Lezer holds, once the rabbin walked through it, they were kinder if they own it, the fact they walked through it. Now, Omer Reb Lezer, my time with Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's Svara? How does he know this, that there's such a Kinyan? If I want to sell you my property, and you just walk through it, walking through the field is also a kinyan without actually using it. Like, chur, you have to make a chazaka. How does Reb Lezer know just walking is also a kinyan? So it brings the right from the post to Chsiv, it says by Avram Avinu. The Chsiv, kum, ashkorosh baruch, told Avram Avinu, his halach, get up and walk, be oret, and eretz yisrael, yakol arachboi. Ki lecho etinenu, because for you I'm going to give it. So here's the mashu from the Gemara that Avram Avinu taka made a kinyan in eretz yisrael. The Gemara later on, like other brings says, like Eretz Yisrael was Huchzik Lavasenu. Mashma Avraham Avinu had a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Where was his kinyan? The fact he walked through Eretz Yisrael, that alone was a kinyan. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what did Rabbanan do with this? Rabbanan also mishum chavivusa the Avramu to come alay. Stam, it's no proof that Hashem really gave a kinyan out to Avram. It's just as the chavivus of Avram Avinu that Hashem told Avram, listen, this land eventually at Yisrael will belong to Klai Yisrael. Go walk through it now. The Komli Hochi G'day Shehei Noyach Lichvash Lefnei B'bonav. Stam, is the fact that Avram Avinu would walk through Eretz Yisrael, that's going to make it easy later on for Klai Yisrael to conquer it. But not that right now Avram Avinu is walking through with a Kenyan. So that's the Machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds no, that when Avraham Avinu walked through, it was not much a kinyan at that time. He was kind of Eretz Yisroel for Klal Yisroel. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Moidim Chachom no Rabbi Lezer, Chom no Grit Rabbi Lezer, Bishvil Shal Kromim, if it's a path going through the vines, yeah, Hoyu V'Nasal Hiluch, since this path through the vines is made, a path is made for walking, Niktiv Hiluch, if for some reason I want to sell this path to you, if I'm selling a path to you, not I'm selling you a field, but I have a path, that I own a path, and I want to sell the path to you. How do I sell the path to you? He agrees with you. Once you walk through it, that's a kinyan. Since that, like, that's the shtamshus, that's the use of this field, is to walk through it. See, everybody agrees. Just in walking is a kinyan. Kiyosla came from Rav Yitzchak Barabami. They came in front of Rav Yitzchak Barabami. Amalu, hovu lei kihechi the dori tuna tishabishta. Somebody says, I want to buy a field off you, or I want to get a road off you, a path, that I should be able to carry my bundle, the Shavishta. In other words, I want to go into the vines, and I have to, you know, take a bundle, a barrel full of the grapes. So I want to buy a path off you now, that I should be able to carry my bundle, Vohodar, and turn around. Maybe that's like, that's understood. The guy says, I want to buy a path through your property to get to my vines. So it's understood the path has to be wide enough at least for him to come back and carry his basket full of it and to be able to turn around there. Where they're like made clearly where the boundaries would be. Then it's even bigger. Then it's a pick up. No. Because it's only where he showed the boundaries. But if he didn't show it, then it's mamash only enough just to walk. If you didn't say the boundaries, then forget, I'm only mamash telling you just the place where your feet walk. From one foot to another foot. Mamash just a pair then would just mean enough for 2 feet to walk through, that's all. So when do we say stam, you mean a little wider? That's it, like you said, like I want mechitzas. I said, like I want to have mechitzas there. That's the more chush of a type of a road. But if I just say I want a path to walk through, it could just be wide enough, just push it for your feet to walk through. That's all I have to give you. Then the Mishnah says, Derech HaYochid Dal Damas. Private path is called Dal Damas. Tony will learn like this. Acherim Oimrim. Kidei, why does a private path have to be so wide, Dal Ramis? For you to walk, it's enough to 1 foot, 2 feet. Kidei shiavor chamor b'masi. It means, because the mile you walk with your donkey, loaded up, so it has to be wide enough that you can walk there with your donkey. Omer avuna halacha kecherim, take a pass like a cherim. V'tan yidach, v'nodos d'ayna goylo, shnei gamdin, umachza. Now they hold know that a stam derech yochid is the size of 2 gamdim and a half. Rashi says, Amos Ketanis, the small Amos, Meferkoi Adetz Boisov, Yeshemim Amos Shleimus. Kids, so they hold the small, they hold it's only 2 and a half. There's not 4 Amos, but only 2 and a half Amos. So the Machlaik is how wide is the Derech HaYochid. The Yomer Afun Alacha Kedai Negoi, but the Taka Pasuk Kedai Negoi Lo, that's only 2 and a half. I, Vomer Afun Alacha Kedacherim, we pass like Acherim, Idividi Chach Yirhu. He holds no, first is the Shnei Gamdim, or else, and what the, so it could be like this, we're learning now, Tona Cher Marmaha, could be it's a through where Machloik is, then it comes out. The Mishnah says it's Dal Ramas. Now when the Brisa says, Acher Marmim Kadei Shiyav or Chamor Masli, he's answering now, they're also arguing on the Mishnah. They don't mean to say Dal Ramas, but they hold